I mean, I'm just telling the truth, you know, my whole story and everything like that, and just not holding anything back, you know. Yeah. I failed 2 drug tests, and they were both Big Ten drug tests, and got me suspended from school.
Was it ecstasy?
Yes. Yep.
Are you tired of answering those questions, or are you
supposed to... I knew it was coming. I mean, I'm not tired of answering it. I'm used to it.
Is the hardest part of this situation for you convincing them that you are telling the truth and that you are, this is behind you?
No. I mean, I feel like it's all out there, so it's not really hard.
You don't think you have to convince teams that you're fast?
Yeah, for sure. I had to convince everybody.
Virginia Tech defensive end Daddy Nicholas, table 3. Virginia Tech defensive end Daddy Nicholas, table 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, with anybody that has like a substance abuse problem that they've had, I feel like they're pretty wary about it. But I mean, if it's behind you, I mean, you convince the team that's behind you, then. I mean, just stayed on top of it, you know, been drug tested frequently, and just, like, put my focus more on football, school, stuff like that. So.
How did you get into that?
You learned about yourself during that process.
Excuse me? There was a group of people I can't hang with. I mean, I had to be more to myself and stay away from that party scene. So. Yeah, it was more like partying and going out. Every time I did it, it was me going out partying.
So. Hey, no, when you think about that experience and kind of how it impacted your family, I know you're real close to your father,
mm-hmm.
your other family members, what can you tell us about that dynamic and trying to rebound from that in your family?
I mean, to be honest, my parents never really, like, put me down about it or anything like that. They just wanted to see me do better. You know, it was never like, oh, I hate you. Like, why'd you do that type deal? It was embarrassing for them, but, I mean, it was never like trying to put me down or anything like that.
You know, was one of the hardest parts of that, what did you do with the time that you might have been
I spent a lot more time by myself. You know, I got a girlfriend now. I chill, go to movies and stuff like that. I don't do much partying nowadays. Honestly, it was more of me going to parties and, like, just doing that while I was at parties. It was never really an addiction.
So what teams talked about in, when they meet with players that have a history or just an incident like this, that they try to also find out, you know, things that they might not know. If this is one thing, is it a pattern? I feel like it was difficult to either earn the trust or convince teams that, you know,
like I said, I mean, I feel like everything I've ever done is out in the open. I've never got away with anything. So, I mean, it's all there. Like, it ain't nothing to hide. I think my biggest strength is pass rush. I'm relentless on the field, and I think I can get better with, like, my run, stopping abilities, and playing within the framework of the defense, but... Yeah, you know I mean,
both Decker and Bosa said you're a great guy. Does that help you out a lot? I mean, these guys are hard to drink guys. They're saying, hey, Bill's a great guy. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it helps me out a lot. And I mean, I feel blessed
Boston
to have them
College
as friends. You know what I mean?
Table one.
I don't feel
College
like I ever
Jack,
was disrespectful or a bad person to anybody. I mean, I just had a couple problems that I made some mistakes, you know, and that's pretty much it. My dad, I lean on him a lot in the process.
USC linebacker Sua Cravens,
excuse
podium
me?
A. USC linebacker Sua Cravens, podium
huh?
A.
Yes, yep.
What was the most challenging question that you received from teams when they asked you about this situation?
I haven't really had many challenging questions. I mean, they're all questions that I knew were coming, so just answering them. Shoot, I'm Giants, Kansas City, Ravens, Washington, and that's about it right now.
So is there a Richmond you ever wonder why like
No, I knew what I did. I knew why I was there, and I knew it was a business trip for me, you know. It was a great school. I mean, I wanted to win and everything like that, but I knew coming in there that what I wanted to do, what I wanted to get out of the situation. So.
How much do you think it helps you that these problems are a year and a half behind you and you built up some clean track records now as opposed to this stuff that just happened in the last fall?
It's definitely, like, huge for me. I mean, especially with all my drug tests and still being drug tested to this day. It shows that I've grown from the situation and tried my best to become a better person. Every week now. I mean, and I was on every drug test list while I was at Eastern Kentucky. And after I failed at Ohio State, I was drug tested like twice a week up until I left from Ohio State. So, yeah.
Based on your current skill set now, is there any defensive lineman in the NFL, active or retired, that you would compare yourself to right now?
I like Justin Houston's game a lot. Yeah.
What was the year like for you?
It was more of a year of me like finding myself, you know, more so trying to become a better person and help.
You see yourself as more of a defensive end or outside linebacker?
Both. I don't really see myself as more one or the other. Excuse me? Good.
Hey, Noah, can you tell us about your father? We don't know him. What kind of guy is he? Personality?
Like I said, he's a good, genuine person. I mean, he doesn't really, like, get on me too much. But he, like, explains to me, like, what I've done wrong. And then we go about, like, how I'm going to get better with the situation, you know? I mean, I love my school. I love Eastern Kentucky. I mean, they took me in after I was suspended, and it means the world to me. So, I mean, whatever I can do to help them, it's great.
What was that like kind
of? Notre Dame defensive end Romeo Aguara, table four. Notre Dame defensive end Romeo Aguara, table four.
I couldn't hear that. I'm sorry. I mean, it's still football. Like, I mean, I didn't feel much different except for the crowds being smaller. Everybody still loved the game that I went against, and it was still football. I don't have any expectations. I mean, I feel blessed to be in this situation. I mean, I didn't think I would be even back here, so wherever I go, it's fine with me. Yeah.
What was your emotions like when you watched him?
I'm happy for him. I mean, it's still my brothers and stuff like that. You know, still care about them guys and want to see him win, want to see him succeed. So, it's good.
Are you a risky pick for teams?
No, not at all.